Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We're on digital, FM, Sirius Satellite Radio, and online at npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Rachel Martin.
And I'm Allison Stewart. Thanks for listening, everybody. Coming up, Tejano singing star Emilio Navira is in a coma after a bus crash. And for those who don't know about the man called the King of Tejano Music, we have an assisted listen. Ramiro Brewer with the San Antonio Express News is here to help us out. But first, let's get some news headlines.
This is NPR.
Thanks, Allison. A 7-month-old ceasefire in Iraq is being severely tested. This morning, residents of the heavily protected green zone in Iraq awoke to a loud explosion as rockets or mortar rounds hit the area in Baghdad. On Tuesday, Iraqi forces engaged members of the Mehdi army. Here's NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro.
When Nouri al-Maliki's forces went into Basra, the Mehdi army confronted them, and we've seen the same happening in Sadr city. So it remains to be seen whether or not Muqtada al-Sadr will call a formal end to the ceasefire. But certainly what we can say at this point is that that ceasefire is extremely fragile and in danger of collapse.
That was NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro reporting from Baghdad. The U.S. Defense Department has admitted that it mistakenly shipped secret nuclear missile fuses to Taiwan more than 18 months ago. Officials at the Defense Logistics Agency sent the fuses instead of 4 replacement battery packs for use in Taiwan's helicopter fleet. It was unclear how the items were mixed up, but Defense Secretary Robert Gates has ordered a full investigation. The items were sent in August 2006, but Defense Department officials didn't learn about the mix-up until last Friday. China has strongly protested the U.S. mistake and has demanded an explanation. China opposes U.S. arms sales to Taiwan. Reverend Jeremiah Wright, presidential candidate Barack Obama's former pastor, has canceled plans to speak at 3 services at a Houston church this weekend. The pastor at the church where Wright was scheduled to speak says Wright canceled out of concern for the safety of himself and his family. Videos of some of Wright's sermons criticizing U.S. policies have been circulating on the internet and news programs. Obama has condemned his former preacher's remarks, but has refused to repudiate him. U.S. home prices saw the largest drop on record in January. Prices in metropolitan areas declined over 10% from the same time last year. The drop was coupled with a decrease in consumer confidence. A U.S. survey of U.S. households revealed that consumer confidence has fallen nearly 12 points in the last month to its lowest level in 5 years. And music news, the Smashing Pumpkins are suing their record label, claiming that it used their name and music in promotional deals with Pepsi and Amazon without the band's permission. The group, who are signed to Virgin Records, say the only existing agreement they have with the label covers the right to sell digital downloads. The band's members say the promotion threatened their reputation and their artistic integrity. That's the news, and it's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.